This Shabbos is a very special Shabbos, Shabbos Parshas Shkalim, and it's a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. We bring out three Sifrei Torah, and it's a very beautiful time as we enter Adar, Mishenichnas Adar, Marbim Besimcha. As Adar comes, there's an extra avira, an extra energy of happiness, Baruch Hashem, as we're Adar to Nisan. Nisan is the time of Geula. Adar is Megillas Esther, is to be Megala. The Hester is Purim, is a time where we're beginning to tap in to Yeshua, to Layhudim Haisa'ira, Visimcha, Visasan, Vikar, the Jewish people, Vinahafachu. We have a Yeshua for us and all the Jewish people. I specifically want to mention the Bibas family, that there should be a nechama. Hashem should give a nechama to them, to the entire family, to the husband, to the father, to the entire family, to all of Klal Yisrael. And to mention as well Bar Avram ben Julia amongst all of the hostages, and Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, all the soldiers. We'll dedicate this shir to have them in mind, to have Yeshuas and Achamas, as Adar is that time of Mechias HaMalek. It's a time of the Karnei Rishayim Agadeya, the Teramamnam Karnei Tzadik, that the Tzadik, the aura, the light of the Jewish people will shine, Be'ezus Hashem, for us and for all of Klal Yisrael. The Inyan of Simcha, just to talk briefly, is very, very powerful. The thought that I want to share is that Simcha, Reb Shamshon Rafael Hirsch says that it's Belashon Tzmicha. Tzemach, a tzmicha is a plant, is something that grows, a plant. You don't see that. It goes very, very, very slow. That story from Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky, where he bought a student, a bachar, a yeshiva bachar, a plant, to put by his windowsill to remind him, growth happens very, very, very slowly, as I've said many times, little by slowly, little, little, little by slowly. When a person wants growth to happen so fast, and especially in our generation, right? My generation was the microwave generation, which is a minute, 2 minutes, the one click generation, right? You order something from Amazon, you order something, if it takes more than a day or two, it's like, wow, I can't wait. And that's the way of the world. I heard a thought once that with people, fast is slow and slow is fast. With relationships, fast is slow and slow is fast, right? Someone falls in love, someone quickly, right? As I've said many times, to get married, all you have to do is get a ring. You don't even need a ring. You gotta have a shava pruta, hariat mekudeshesli. You tell someone in front of two edim. You tell your wife, a woman, in front of two edim. To get married is not a big deal. To create a great marriage, to build a great relationship, that takes time, patience, slowly, little by slowly, little by slowly. A lot of times, where we get I don't know what the word is, whether it's disillusioned, or we get nervous, or we think there's something wrong, excuse me, is when we feel that, like, I'm not getting anywhere. When a person realizes tzmicha, simcha, slow, the plant that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky bought for the student to show a person, to show you when it comes to growth, right? You don't see the growth in the moment. We don't see it. Oh, with relationships, I want to right away feel it, connect, Hashem, Torah, everything. All relationships, all of these things take time, little by slowly, little by slowly. And maybe that's the simcha. Maybe that is simcha. When a person is chasing simcha, that I want to be happy, I have to feel happy, I'm supposed to experience happiness, as opposed to things take time. Relationships take time. Working on myself takes time. Whatever it is that you're doing takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen in one second. And maybe that's the pshat. I was thinking, I'm almost thought of it today. Maybe that's the shkalim. Why is a shekel? They say that it's a half. So there are many, many reasons why everyone gives a half a shekel. Maybe the pshat in the half a shekel, right? That it's a chetzi, it's a part, it's a half. What's the pshat? The pshat is that you don't have to complete your job in order to be happy. You don't have to finish that which you think you have to finish. You take it slow. It takes time. It's never complete. A person doesn't always have that completion that he wants. And when we accept that, when a person realizes that I don't have to have everything that I want to have. I was thinking also the Megillah. They say the Megillah, right? We read the Megillah in an hour, however long it takes. Right? I have 45 minutes, an hour it takes to read the Megillah. I think they say the Megillah was 8 or 9 years span over time with Achashverosh and Vashti and Mordechai, Esther, the whole story. A person's life, that is the happiness. That maybe is the simcha, is the tzmicha. When we remind ourselves, Mishenichnas Adar, and the Gemara says that why is it called Adar? Adar is because they planted. When a person realized they were a tree in Adar, it's Adar, it's like a tree. It's showing us that it takes time. Things take time to root, to take. It's that is happiness. When a person is you know, it hit me, the pshat when we were in Europe and Poland and Hungary, and when we were flying, and this is something that we always experience when you're in JFK. And you're in America, and you're. So I had this thought very strong in Europe this week. When you're in JFK and you're already on the El Al terminal, you feel like you're in Eretz Yisrael already. When you're in Eretz Yisrael heading back, right? That's what I had when I was on the plane heading to Poland. So there were goyim on the plane. It was like you already feel like you're. It's not where you are. It's where you're going. You don't have to be there. You could be in America and you could be connected to Eretz Yisrael. You could be in Eretz Yisrael and you're connected to Poland. You could be, we were in the airport in Hungary flying back. We already davened Maariv. We were in Hungary, in Budapest. And we're davening Maariv literally in Hungary and Goyimar. I already felt like I was in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, I'm in Hungary. But I know I'm on my way to Eretz Yisrael. There was a simcha, there's a deeper connection. The Baal Shem Tov says, where are you? Wherever your mind is. What does that mean? A person can transport and say, I'm going to get there. I'm going to get to my destination. Right now, it takes time. That brings a simcha. Hashem should help us all. We should all be zoicha, as it's a very, very, very special time. We all know there's going to be geula. We all know Animamid Bemuna Shlema Bevias Hamashiach, the Afal Pishi Ismameya Im Kolzea Chakalai. We're gonna wait. We know. I'm going to wait. We know, but we're on our way. We're on our way to Geula. We're on our way to better ourselves. And I think that in itself brings us tremendous simcha. So that all together, you know, we have Rosh Chodesh, which is a time of Hischachas, so I could renew myself. On Rosh Chodesh, I could have simcha to realize that my growth takes time, and I could have the shekel, the shkalim, which is realizing that I don't have to complete the job. I'm always going to be, right? Many of us have that, right? I'm not satisfied. I want more, I want more, I want more. And when you get your more, you're going to want more also. But when we learn to really, really try, and I know it's hard for all of us, to try and experience and enjoy the little by slowly, the little bit, the little bit, the little bit, I think that brings a extra simcha to all of us. Hashem should help us all. It should be a lichtige Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and a time of tremendous achdus for all the Jewish people. And we should be zoicha to see the geula, Yeshuas and nechamas for all the Jewish people and the geula shlema. Thank you so much. Good Shabbos. Good Rosh Chodesh.